The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. There's another problem with the Kate Steinle verdict we talked about earlier in the week. And it's unlikely. It's another issue. I told you and passionately went off on the verdict. It's outrageous that it wasn't at least manslaughter. Mm-hmm. Speaking of food, wife and I went out to a pasta dinner on Saturday night. And while we're sitting at dinner, I hear the two couples at the table next to us talking, and my ears perk up because I hear the one gentleman say to the other gentleman, "How the hell is it not at least manslaughter?"
Right.
And I was like, Case, and he goes, "Seriously, the guy comes back into the country five times and he has a gun that's ill," and he goes down the list and he goes, "That's not manslaughter." And I was like, "Yep, there it is." Mm-hmm. It should have absolutely been manslaughter. But there's a problem with all of this. Sunday, neo-Nazis and white nationalists gathered in front of the White House to protest the verdict in the Kate Steinle murder trial.
That's great.
That's the problem. That my objections to this, my well-thought-out, true, right, honest objections to this, the verdict and illegal immigration, are lumped in with these jackasses.
Yeah,
that's true. Objections to a lot of things are lumped in with these morons.
Right. I'm lumped in with these guys who are out there, and the media is happy to lump me in with them.
Mm-hmm.
"Oh, you protested. You're just one of those neo-Nazis." No. I think these people are reprehensible. Some of the, if not the worst people in the world. Mm-hmm. You are so flawed, and what you're doing is causing so much damage. Not just the immediate, but the long-lasting damage that you do to people, to our country, is horrible. And I'm lumped in with you because I want our border protected to make sure we don't get terrorists in here, to make sure that everybody is being treated fairly. That some people get to sneak in, not having to wait in line, not having to pay the same fees that everybody else has had to pay.
What you're missing is the sensational visual. And that's what the skinheads and the Nazis have, is the sensational visual that the news can put on TV, and people see that. A well-thought-out argument
automatically focuses on,
yes,
that.
Yes, a well-thought-out argument from a talking head does not have the same visual impact.
Let me show you one of the other, or give you one of the other failures in them protesting on Sunday at the White House. So they're out there protesting because of Kate Steinle. Mm-hmm.
And they have the megaphone calling out President Trump.
Richard Spencer was there. What a douchebag. Richard Spencer was there. Also a white nationalist blogger, one of them from the National Socialist Group, the Traditional Workers Party. Do you see that failure?
The Traditional Workers' Party.
These people are communists.
Right.
If you're siding as the white nationalist with the Traditionalist Workers' Party,
mm-hmm,
you're siding with communism. They want more government control. These are not freedom lovers.
No.
These are people that do not love liberty when they hold that flag.
No.
These are people that hold the flag because they're communists and want their type of control.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the opposite of what you would think. Well, at least they're good old boys and they like freedom and they want their guns. No, they're not. They want their type of control. So he's there. Richard Spencer.
"Attention, President Trump."
With the megaphone out there. "Kate Steinle's death," he said, "has touched everyone that's here. She represented everything that is white and wonderful about this country."
Wow.
That's the way to go when you're trying to make a point here, moron.
What did Kate Steinle represent that was wonderful about the country? that others don't. Just, I mean, I'm not saying she was a bad person or anything.
No.
I'm saying, why would you say just that one piece of it? Everything. Okay, her dad and her walking along a pier, freedom, spending time together.
But it has
okay.
nothing to do with her being white. No. A lot of people walk on piers with their dad.
Exactly. As soon as you say white, you have failed this.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course.
So I don't want that crap. I'm white. I don't want you to. You're not representing me.
I'm a human being.
If she represented everything that was white and wonderful about this country, Richard Spencer, you and the other douchebags that were there represent everything that is white and wrong with America.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still yet another problem. While out there protesting the Kate Steinle verdict, they called for stricter immigration laws.
Again,
do we need stricter immigration laws?
No, we need the laws that we have on the books enforced, and that's
it. We need them enforced. Yes. What stricter immigration laws do we want? Do you see what their real motivation is? We don't want no more brown people or those slanty-eyed people coming in here. We don't want any of them is what they're saying. We don't need to restrict more people that are legally coming here. We need to restrict people that are coming here illegally. It's just the opposite when it comes to illegal or to legal immigration. Our legal immigration, we should painstakingly go through and figure out how many people can legally immigrate to America with the idea, hopes, dreams, and purpose of benefiting America and becoming eventually citizens.
Right.
Figure that number out. Is it half of what we currently do, or is it 100 times? I don't care. If a billion people move here tomorrow and we say we can sustain it, if they do it legally and they're good people, that builds our country. We are third in the world for population right now.
Right.
Third behind India and China. That's a serious power concern.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to be able to make sure all of those people can have jobs and houses and cheeseburgers. Right. I mean, we got to make sure of that. So let's figure it out. But don't do this crap of, well, we have too many immigrants here coming already. They're taking jobs and whatever. No, it's not a zero-sum game when it comes to that.
If the current laws were enforced, if they sent that guy, deported him like the federal government was asking, and not be a sanctuary city, then Kate Steinle would be alive.
Yes, exactly.
So it's the current laws that
enforce
need
the current immigration, the immigration laws that are telling people, hey, if you're illegal, you cannot come here. That's the problem. Those people still come here.
So here's how we do it. We simplify the tax code. That way you don't have to have the 80,000 IRS employees, and there are only 19,000 citizenship and immigration employees. We take most of the IRS employees, put them under citizenship and immigration services. Therefore, you can handle the influx of people much more efficiently.
You, my friend, are making some sense.
Problem solved.
What are you, crazy?
I'll be in jail.
What are you, nuts?
I'll be in jail by this.
That has no... that doesn't apply.
Right.
Logic, reason. Mm-hmm. Throw those things right out the window.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow, it's so frustrating they don't get this thing.
They get it. They just don't want to fix it. That's
some,
the problem.
Some don't get it. Some, you're right, in are not passionate enough to
the government
actually
will
fix
not
it.
Fix it.
You're right.
They don't... Every illegal alien who comes in... Because they can vote, so can dead people. They're a voting block. And it's, again, it's both sides of the aisle want this voting block, and therefore, come on in. Water's fine. They don't want a wall. They don't want anything to stop. They want them all to pour in, give them voter ID cards, and let's move on.
They're undocumented Democrats is what they are.
Pretty much.
The Republicans want them to be undocumented Republicans, but at this point, they're undocumented Democrats.
Yes.
This stuff is really frustrating. It upsets me. It gets me very, very angry. It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.